We've got modern technology, we've got things, communications such as Facebook, you've got Twitter, you've got your mobile phones and so on. But many people, they're still on their own, and particularly among the elderly, and Christmas time, of course, being just under 6 weeks away now, this can emphasise that they are on their own. Voluntary Action Reigate and Banstead, or VARB, is an organisation for voluntary people and for organising events and things. And I'm probably saying it all completely wrong, but my special guest in the studio this morning, the centre manager of VARB, Lisa Irwin, and her fiancé, Joe. And they're here to tell us more and also about this festive feast as well. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Lisa, I'll start with you. You're from Voluntary Action Reigate and Banstead, or VARB. Firstly, can I just ask you to explain a little bit about VARB, please?
Okay. So Voluntary Action Reigate and Banstead is a charity that matches people wanting to volunteer with local non-for-profit organisations. So we also provide advice and practical support to smaller voluntary and community organisations, and we also help to build connections with local businesses. And within the Voluntary Action, we have a volunteer centre where we broker volunteering, so organisations and charities come to us and ask us to promote their volunteering opportunities, and we find them suitable volunteers.
And Joe, you're Lisa's fiancé, that's also... How do you fit in with this?
Well, I've been a bit dragged on it, really.
Oh.
Yes. So she came one day and she asked me, how do you feel help vulnerable people in your Christmas day? And I said, well, this could be a good idea, you never know. And she explained what she wanted to do. And, well, I know, in the end of the day, it's a bit of a support as well. And I got more involved in and think as well in the elderly people as well at some point, because, you know, they're getting more and more by the youngsters, more and more left by themselves. Mm-hmm. So it's quite a nice thing to do, I think. It's quite a nice thing to do.
So you got this festive feast coming up.
Yeah.
What is it, and whose idea was it?
So what we saw a need in the borough. What it is, it's a free Christmas Day lunch for anyone who is vulnerable and lonely living in the Reigate and Banstead area. Like I say, due to the nature of VARB's work, we were aware that there is a great need in the borough for a festive event, and we're also aware that there are a couple of events that are usually happening this year aren't going ahead. So we just want to provide an opportunity for people to be together on Christmas Day, as we are aware that a lot of lonely people are out there, and Christmas Day does emphasise the fact that that they are on their own, and we just want to give them a lovely day, really.
So it's happening Christmas Day. Have you a venue yet?
We do. We're at St Mark's Church in Alma Road, Reigate.
All right, yeah.
It's going to be from 12 till 3. It's going to be aimed at single parent families, anyone who is lonely or vulnerable. The only criteria is that you live in the Reigate and Banstead area.
So it's not just aimed just at the elderly?
No. Vulnerable adults as
vulnerable
well.
Vulnerable adults as well. And in families, single families, single parents at a certain point, where the families, they're away and they're working that area, that alone. Obviously, a phone sometimes is not enough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes...
Yeah.
A bit of a support in company sometimes makes a big difference.
Oh, yes, indeed. So if someone knows someone who may be on their own over Christmas, say a neighbour or someone, can they be included?
Of course, yes.
Of course, yeah.
They can contact us at Voluntary Action Reigate and Banstead. Our telephone number is 01737 762 115. Or they can visit our website at varb.org.uk, and I can send them an application form to complete, but it does need to be completed and returned by Friday the 16th of December.
Right, so we've got a little bit of time on that one yet.
Yeah.
So, as usual, if so many people can apply, do you have a limit on numbers?
We do, yes. Yeah. We can take up to 100 guests, and as it's a ticket-only event, they do need to book early to avoid disappointment, because unfortunately there are a limit.
Yeah, 100 guests this year, obviously, because it's the first time you get yourselves in this kind of adventure. So, but we look into, obviously, prolong that for many, many years, and eventually the event become bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, because we obviously we know 100 people for this area is nothing. It's nothing compared with many elderly people and lonely people out there. So we want to branch maximum we can in the following years, basically. But obviously, because it's a new thing for us, it's more for me than for Lisa. Obviously, she's used to do this kind of stuff. This year we go with 100 people, unfortunately.
So you're organising this, but could you use some help? I mean, we were talking about funding.
Definitely. Or many people can come to help. It would be the greatest thing they could do. I mean, they can help us in anything. We need help in anything, and wasting tables and the Christmas Eve setups to prepare food, washing up.
Always the washing up.
Oh, I know.
I'm dreading the washing up. We do have a dishwasher, so that's going to help.
Yeah, cleaning up in the end of the day, in the end of the event, and Principal Simone could dress as Father Christmas.
Oh, we have got the suit.
We've got the suit, but you don't have a person yet get that suit. You might want to get it as well.
If someone's listening, actually, at home, I'm going to be in trouble for that.
So if any volunteers would like to help out on the day, that would be really grateful. Really,
or anyone, because I got myself as well when I arrived in this country many years ago. As well, first Christmas I got by myself as well. If you would something like this happen, and I would go and give a hand, help, just to meet people, to look to surround, see who is who, and you know, I think if somebody over there is really want to join, please do come. You are more than welcome. You're open arms, more than welcome to come and give us a hand.
Well, even if you're not receiving the dinner, you're helping to volunteer. Yes. That means that you're not on your own there for that day, isn't
That's
it?
That's right, yeah. You're giving something back.
So you get some company as well.
Exactly. You can have a dinner with us in the end of the feast, anyway.
Who's cooking, by the way?
Well, me as well. I put a bit of a Portuguese touch on it.
I'm in then.
Well, hopefully you will find as well, because it's so much people at the moment, you will find someone else as well with a bit of experience, chef experience. So
you're after a chef as well.
Kind of. You don't need to be really essentially a chef, but, you know, with
light
the knowledge.
To cook.
Of, yeah, like to cook. I would say so. Yeah.
And in big quantities.
Yes.
I suppose. 100 people is not, I don't think it's quite a lot, but you can handle it.
I don't think we're going to realise how many people are.
Yeah. But it'll be fine. It'll be okay.
It will be fun.
So as well as the dinner and hopefully Father Christmas. I mean, he's very busy, isn't he? Christmas Eve.
He's going to be very busy.
He'll want a Christmas dinner himself, I should think.
Definitely.
What else have you got planned for that day?
So we are hoping to maybe get a choir.
Ooh, lovely.
Or any musicians out there, if they want to volunteer their time.
Yeah.
That would be really good. Maybe just for an hour or half an hour.
Yeah.
We're also looking for a photographer as well.
Yes, someone with a bit of experience in photography.
So we've got some pictures
again.
Well, Des could become, actually.
So you're volunteering, Des.
I'm definitely in trouble now.
definitely.
So hopefully everybody will get a present for Father Christmas.
You're opening ideas in the end of the day. You are opening ideas. I mean, if someone comes, he contacts us, say, look, we have a great idea to do something. You are open to it. Because it's a special day, Christmas Day, for everybody.
Yeah.
You know, in principle, it will be for these people. You know, so anything, any ideas they come with, yeah, more than welcome. We accept them. We gladly accept them.
Fantastic. It sounds a lovely thing to be doing. I guess it depends on how this year goes, but do you think you'll make it an annual thing?
It'll be something that we would like to do, but of course it depends on the resources available
and how
the funding's actually going this year. We have got a Just Giving page.
Yep.
If anybody would like to donate, the link is justgiving.com/crowdfunding/VARB123. Anything that you can give would be greatly appreciated. We're also looking for donations of food, soft drinks, gifts, Christmas decorations. Sainsbury's has already given us a little gift card,
lovely.
So that's very appreciated. But if we don't get the funds, it won't happen. So we really putting the word out to your listeners to please donate all you can, really.
Or we can contact us as well in the phone number you said earlier. Anyway, you give them all the information they need to give their donation. If you want to give us the Christmas decorations or the drinks or gifts, just contact us in a number and you can deliver it. Sometimes even little things, even a pot of coffee, it's a bit of a tea.
Exactly.
You know, that,
yeah,
all that.
Little thing.
Every
helps.
Little thing, it helps anyway.
Exactly.
Present, little tiny thing, everything helps. Everything helps.
And I'm sure I can find something that I can donate for you as well.
Thank you very much.
It's a good cause. It's a good thing to do. Well, Lisa and Joe, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much.
I'll be looking forward to hearing how it all went.
Okay.
Lisa Irwin from VARB, Voluntary Action, Reigate and Banstead, and her fiancé Joe, organising the festive feast. And if you are interested, if there's someone that you know who could benefit from it, or if you'd like to volunteer on the day, or if you'd just like to donate something, again, it is justgiving.com/crowdfunding/VARB123.